Rihanna apologizes to Muslim fans. Blackpink releases Netflix teaser, and Britney Spears is just being Britney. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, October 6th.
Our next guests are the best charting Korean girl group of all time, K-pop sensations,
Blackpink! Blackpink is always in your area, but the area they're taking over now is Netflix. Netflix dropped a surprise for the Blinks, the first trailer for the upcoming Blackpink documentary, Blackpink Light Up the Sky. Out October 14th.
However you feel comfortable, like,
I'm ready for love, I'm ready for love.
I'm ready for love.
I'm ready for love.
The film details the K-pop girl group's rise to fame, from their trainee days in Seoul, all the way up to their history-making performance at Coachella in 2019.
First female Korean group perform at Coachella.
Blackpink, like, 징급하고.
How do we live up to this hype?
Rihanna's apologizing to her Muslim fans, and Jordan in New York has the story.
Rihanna is apologizing after facing backlash on social media from users who pointed out that Volume 2 of the singer's Savage by Fenty Lingerie fashion show featured a song containing sacred Islamic text. I'd like to thank the Muslim community for pointing out a huge oversight that was unintentionally offensive in our Savage by Fenty show, Ri wrote on her Instagram story. I would more importantly like to apologize to you for this honest yet careless mistake. We understand that we have hurt many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, and I'm incredibly disheartened by this. I do not play with any kind of disrespect toward God or any religion, and therefore the use of the song in our project was completely irresponsible. Moving forward, we will make sure nothing like this ever happens again. Thank you for your forgiveness and understanding.
We all want to know how Britney Spears is every day. Well, let's find out.
Britney Spears, she's just like us. On October 5th, the pop superstar took to Instagram to show the less glamorous side of her life, one involving glasses, comfy clothes, and chores. Alongside a series of photos of herself standing next to a ladder, Brit wrote, "Instagram versus reality. I wanted to show you what I really look like on a daily basis," adding, "I can get insecure when photos are taken of me that I'm not prepared for. So I have always put so much effort into my appearance. But you know, sometimes it's nice to not try so hard and pull down your walls every now and then. It takes a lot of before concluding, P.S. In these pics, I was trying to fix a light, but realized I was too short.
Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.